Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here you go, Mace.
Gino Vannelli.
You're right.
Oh, I can name that Gino Vannelli song in three notes.
3 o'clock in the Southland.
Stop. I even know this one.
Oh, God. Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland. What was more enjoyable today for you? Us doing the pony dance together on social media. Mm-hmm. Or John talking about the Playboy Mansion. I was just waiting for him to say something that we'd be like, uh-oh. But he didn't. It was very clean.
No, he played it right down the middle. Right in the fairway.
By the way, you mentioned LA Country Club.
Yeah.
It's this year that the U.S. opens there, right?
Or 24. Next year? Yeah.
Oh, 24.
Did you ever go to the Playboy Mansion? I would imagine you could do some damage to the Playboy Mansion, yeah?
But I was very young. I was like 16. They like snuck me in.
16?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. But it was like a radio thing, and I snuck in.
Dad got you in?
No, he wouldn't have let me in. It was other guys.
Oh, okay.
Other radio.
You know what I'd call those guys? Good Heroes. Friends.
Good friends. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, you were down on it though.
I was not impressed.
But it's really
with
not
Playboy
like
Mansion.
It's not your thing, you know.
No, but regardless, I had this image of this sparkling, clean, beautiful, and it wasn't.
You know what is sparkling and clean
what?
And brand new?
What?
Lakers Talk Daily.
Oh, we love. Is it
up yet? It's 3:01.
Is it up? Well, we're gonna have to find out. We'll talk to our crack social media team that's having a great day today. If it has dropped yet, but be sure to go to our YouTube channel, ESPN LA, subscribe and enjoy Lakers Talk Daily with Sliwa every day. 5 minutes of enjoyable content.
This is Lakers Daily.
That's what they called it yesterday. We set them straight.
So now it's Lakers
Talk Daily.
Daily.
The branding.
Okay. Talk Daily. Got it.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
ESPN Los Angeles.
There you go. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right. So, Ireland, I'm looking at the NFL standings.
Okay.
And I did a little research here. Sometimes I do that for the show. Do you realize there are 2 3-0 teams?
Okay. I think I know who those are.
And 13 2-1 teams.
Okay.
13 teams are 2-1.
Well, that's why you've pointed out. The exact reason why my fellow Raider fans and I are not panicked.
0-3, you're done.
No, we're not.
0-3, it's over.
We're only 2 games out of second place.
Hell, fellow, well met.
No, second place is 2 games away.
I think you're low-key faded.
I'm low-key faded.
Well, that may be true. But 0-3 is not the death sentence it normally is because of those 13 2-1 teams.
Okay, so I want to ask you the 2-1 teams. I want to tell you, if you think they can win the Super Bowl, I'm going to go through all right. 13.
Good.
Tell me if they can win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Let's start with Buffalo.
Yes.
Of course. Let's go to the Browns.
No.
No, I agree. Baltimore.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Jacksonville.
Probably not.
Yeah, although they looked good last week. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yes. Denver.
No.
No, they looked like trash, I thought.
Well, plus Nathaniel Hackett would arrive like 3 hours late to the Super Bowl.
But he's got a babysitter.
Yeah, well, that guy would come just 2 hours late.
Let's see. Philly, obviously, yes. Dallas. Do you think Dallas can go to the Super Bowl?
Their defense is scary good. Like, they were all over Daniel Jones last night. If they get Dak Prescott back, yeah, I think they could backdoor their way in.
They think Dak Prescott could be back for the game at SoFi against the Rams.
Yeah,
which
I give
them
a puncher's chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Giants.
No.
No, I agree. Minnesota.
No, I don't trust Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I don't either. Green Bay, of course.
Yeah. Great defense.
Chicago.
No, hell no.
2-1. No, I don't see that at all. Tampa.
Yes.
Yes, of course. And that is it. So basically.
No, you didn't mention the Rams. They're 2-1.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Rams, yeah.
Yeah, Rams, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So of those 13, you said 8 of them have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So if I make that list, 8 of those teams and then the 2 3-0 teams, does the Super Bowl come out of that group?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. What is your Super Bowl favorite right now, as of this moment?
And I can change it?
Yeah, it's changeable every week. Overreact to everything you see.
Buffalo, Philadelphia.
Even though Buffalo just got beat.
Yeah, because I think that game was in Miami. I heard Rex Ryan say something interesting. Remember, he was the coach in Buffalo and played in that division with Miami for a long time, he said, when the Dolphins built that stadium, he said they were geniuses. The visiting team is in the sun. The Dolphins, the home team, is in the shade. And in September, it's 100 degrees in Miami. And he said he watched three different times. He was the coach of the Jets, and then he was the coach of the Bills. He said on three different occasions he watched his team run out of gas in the fourth quarter.
So that's the game there.
That the Heat can get to.
Interesting.
So I think Buffalo will have home field if they play in January, and it'll be snowing, and it's a different element, and the Bills beat them. So I think Buffalo has – that's why I'm picking Buffalo. By the way, I would not rule out Baltimore.
No, Baltimore, he looks great. He looks great. You mentioned the sun. Thankfully, the – well, I don't really like 7:30 games. Why does the Pac-12 – why does USC wind up in 7:30 games all the time?
Anything the Pac-12 does, I just shake my head.
Is that
and go,
on the Pac-12 network, or is that on a regular network at 7:30 on Saturday? Right? It's 7:30 on Saturday.
Who are they playing?
Arizona State. At the Coliseum.
Yeah, that's a route anyway. I hope it is on Pac-12 Network because Pac-12 Network only gets three games, and that would wipe that out.
You know what that means. I'm getting out of my lucky shirt.
Oh, no, that the Ren Spooner.
Yep, the Ren Spooner.
Oh, God.
Did
you buy one for that guy?
I'm in the middle of buying one for that guy. That prize guy. Yeah, no, I get to go on Saturday. I'm excited to go see Trojan football under the lights, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's
I just realized
the last time when it was 110.
I'm going to miss the end of the Rams-Niners game.
Because?
Lakers debut. Lakers preseason opener is Monday night.
Oh, God. Lakers-Sacramento in a throwdown.
Yeah.
When those two
So hopefully the Rams will be far enough ahead.
You know what? I want to listen to Lakers show daily talk after that game.
Yeah.
Lakers show daily talk.
Find that. Make sure we've got that because I want to play it for Sedano and Cap.
Oh, yeah. We should play Lakers show daily to Sedano.
This is Lakers daily.
Sedano just texted me that ESPN has the SC game.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good.
So we can see it.
Yeah, that's good. No, I'm excited about that going out on Saturday. I haven't been there since the Rice game. And it was 110 degrees at the Rice game. Did I tell you what I did after the Rice?
By the way, Sedano is calling the SC game on Saturday for ESPN Radio.
Okay, good. Are we carrying it?
This is Lakers daily.
Oh, we're not allowed to carry it?
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why? Oh, because we're restricted because USC, somebody else has the rights?
Can't carry SC.
I'll
be honest. What is USC doing at that other station? They should not even be at that other station.
This is Lakers Daily.
Lakers Talk Daily. Lakers Daily. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, Mace.
This is Lakers Daily.
Yeah, Arizona State's a mess.
Yeah, they are a mess.
That should be an easy one.
Should be a steamroll job.
So we get UCLA Friday night, UCLA Washington at the Rose Bowl,
USC
Arizona State on Saturday.
And you know, if you want to go see the UCLA game, go buy something at Costco.
There you go.
Free UCLA tickets.
Or basically,
if
you want to go to the UCLA game, just show up.
Just call the AD.
Or I'm serious,
He'll
just show
the
up.
There,
I think they may
you
have
think
like
they're
the,
giving tickets
the
at,
gate
at the
may
gate?
Be open and it might be like, come with me, and you'll see in a world of pure imagination.
If I was going to go to a game, this would be the one I could go to.
Maybe.
This is Lakers Daily.
If I just show up, will Martin Jarman let me in?
I think Martin Jarman.
Well, Martin Jarman would let you in. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah,
but
Marty will be there.
But
Marty.
Yeah, I know. If you know Martin Jarman, you know his name is Marty.
Oh, yeah.
He goes by
Marty. I think if you show up wearing like a UCLA Ren Spooner shirt, you just walk right in.
Right in.
Yeah, they're hurting
for
attendance.
There's nothing wrong with that shirt, by the way.
I'm glad you think that since you own it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep. Puts about 30 years on you, but that's okay.
Do you really think it makes me look older?
You remind me of the late, great Paul Salata. He used to wear those USC Ren Spooner shirts. Paul passed away in his 90s earlier this year.
Oh, God bless
him.
Hail fellow well met. Yeah. So what?
So we found the file from yesterday.
The file for the very first
the
ever
very
Lakers
first, like,
Daily Show Talk?
But it was supposed to be Lakers Talk Daily. But we want to play it because the first 15 seconds, notice how he promotes his own channel.
Okay, got
hit the,
it.
Hit the tape.
All right, what is going on, Laker fans? So first, let me just introduce this. This is Lakers Daily. Every single day, Monday through Friday, we're going to talk Lakers basketball. It's going to go up on all our social platforms, so appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure to follow us, ESPN LA, ESPN Los Angeles on YouTube, Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on YouTube as well.
So,
and
wait a minute.
Right.
So you can't promote another show on the same day you're starting a show.
We're trying to build our YouTube channel, ESPN Los Angeles.
So Slee's he's all about his brand.
Right, and he's posting the same content. And I was like, well, you should do it the next day, not the same day.
I think that's a foul.
That's a foul.
That's a foul.
John does not seem enthralled
In the first 15.
Oh, I'm confused. What's wrong with it? I mean, I like people. Who cares what he posts if people watch it? We just want people want to get eyeballs to these
subscribers.
Watch us on ESPN Los Angeles. And by the way, I have my own channel, the Alan Sliwa channel. Come watch that.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us, ESPN LA, ESPN Los Angeles on YouTube, Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on YouTube.
I choose Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on YouTube.
I choose That's ESPN where I'm going. Los Angeles. I'll watch them both. Are they completely different shows?
No, it's the same. Same thing.
Same thing. Just promoting himself. I can't stand that when people promote themselves. So obnoxious.
Never.
He. Did you see that apparently they were Big Noon Saturday is a thing. Have you seen the Big Noon Saturday show? I think it is. I forget who the host is, but it's Matt Leiner, Reggie Bush, Urban Meyer, and who's the lead guy?
Rob Stone,
okay. So apparently when they always go somewhere for Big Noon Saturday, they're trying to make it like game day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they went to the University of Michigan. Now, Urban Meyer, I don't know if you're aware of this, but used to coach at Ohio State.
I was aware of that, yes.
So he is hated at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people showed up with big Urban Meyer signs.
Yeah.
I want to party with Urban was one of them.
Pictures of him with the girl
exactly.
in the bar.
And Big Noon Saturday said, no, we are taking all of your signs. Now, I would argue that the signs themselves would make the show wildly entertaining.
Could not agree with you more, and you just don't reference them.
Yeah, don't reference, just leave them back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everybody would say, would be tuning in just to see what signs you're going to see. But if they're going to police signs everywhere they go, then why wouldn't I just watch Game Day? Game Day never polices signs.
Correct.
You can write whatever you want.
Write whatever you want, exactly. I think they should have just let the signs go.
But I think they're worried about how Urban comes across, and, you know, that's it.
How Urban comes across. He doesn't need signs to tell us how he comes across. He just comes across.
Well, according to Key, Nebraska's going to offer him a boatload of money.
Oh, God. All right, coming up next for you, interesting and unbelievably candid statement from Greg Popovich yesterday.
Yeah, this was... Bergman brought this up in Bobcat, but I heard it for the first time last night. This is what we're going to play for you is as honest of a of an assessment
yep.
by a coach of his own team as I think I've ever heard.
We will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Live Imaging Tuesday, which
is this
means
more Yacht Rock?
A Yacht Rock Tuesday because of
this
my
is one that tripped you up yesterday.
It got me mad. I didn't know Roy Higgins or whatever his name was.
Birdie Higgins. One hit wonder, Birdie Higgins. This is it. This is the hit.
Yeah, I get it. Here's looking at you, kid.
We were looking at each other earlier today when
we were
doing the pony dance.
Absolutely.
You were doing that grinder dance.
I'll tell you what. I was looking at me doing the pony on social media. I'm like, I think I out-ponied you.
Well, I was a little worried to do the pony with you.
I think I out.
I don't know about that.
At Mandy's, too, I will not be worried to out-pony.
Oh, trust me. I will out-pony you at Mandy's, too.
Will we rub together?
No, we will not. We will not touch.
Why you get nervous?
Morales.
You can see that on Twitter at ESPN Los Angeles. Mace doing the pony. And then I think we also have to cut up when you came over to me And did the clay scene from Ghost.
Yeah, no, I was on fire today, huh?
That you touched. We did touch.
There was a brief touch. Moment of content. Contact, yes.
And contact.
Contact.
You're still nervous.
Mason and Ireland continues right now.
All right, so yesterday was Lakers media day. It seemed like it was everybody's media day yesterday. Right?
Yeah,
like
everybody either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, those 4 days.
So a lot of media day is a day of optimism, or at least it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you know what, everybody is 0-0 and we all have a chance.
Not so much in Phoenix and Boston.
Yeah. Or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday, Greg Popovich, who is coaching a rebuilding San Antonio Spurs team. Is that fair to say? They're rebuilding, right?
Yes.
I still have no clue why they traded DeJounte Murray.
Well, they're in a rebuild.
Yeah. Because that Atlanta backcourt's going to be something. But Greg Popovich shows up at Media Day, and this is what he told the assembled San Antonio media yesterday.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. What the hell? Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen. But that's not the point.
And I think, by the way, he went on to say the point is to develop these guys. And he even said, he goes, my job is to develop these guys, mm-hmm. hope them have long careers in the NBA, so when the next guy comes in to take over for me, he can compete for the title.
Right.
So he's pretty much...
I'm so surprised that he's doing this. Yeah. Veteran coach, multiple championships. Why would he stick around for a rebuild?
I think there's a couple of things. Okay. I think he genuinely enjoys coaching. He often says that one of his happiest times was when he coached Pomona Pitzer in the early 80s and they won one game.
Oh, really?
They're like 1-27.
And he had fun with that?
He says he still talks to those guys. He said, because they gave me everything they had and they got better from the beginning of the season to the end. So I think he values the actual teaching element. And secondly, on a more personal level, he lost his wife a few years ago.
Wow.
I think he bonded with basketball. Yeah. I think he enjoys the life.
Yep.
And good for him.
It's a tough life.
It is, but when you're getting paid $5 million, it's a lot easier.
I'll tell you what, you know.
He might be getting paid $10
million. You know who I don't envy during Lakers season? You. I don't envy you.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's a great job. So, I mean, I will say this. It's a lot more fun when they win. So I hope that they – I like Darvin. I like the fact that he's talking about defense first. And I'm very hopeful.
I want you to be candid like Greg Popovich. What do you expect from this team? You said, I hope they win.
All right. The thing that keeps me from saying they're going to compete for a title this year is the health of Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He's been unable to stay healthy for 3 years. 3 years ago, he stayed healthy in the bubble, and they won it. I think if he stays healthy, they have a chance to win it again, but it's such a big if. His durability has been a question now for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
So that's if I had a worry, it's that. But if he stays healthy, I think they got a puncher's chance.
Okay. Bergman, give me a Popovich-style appraisal of what you expect from the Lakers this year.
Well, I don't have a big thought on it at all.
Pull that as a drop.
That was not what I wanted to say. I was not in the ready for that. You guys suck. That was putting me in a terrible position.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Can you take my place in late crosstalk? You fit right in.
Yeah, you fit right in. Exactly.
Oh, boy. This is what I get for paying attention just a little bit, not enough.
Here's the thing. So let's take the Lakers, John, will not win a championship this year.
What?
Because they don't have the roster to do it.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, now, Jorge.
They just don't.
The roster.
Jorge, who said that?
What, the roster?
Yeah, who just said the Lakers won't win a championship because they don't have the roster to do it?
Mace.
All right.
This is Lakers
Daily. You just
Daily.
Made the list.
So, how many days before the Lakers blame me for what Mason just said?
You're going to get a phone call right after the show.
I predict my phone will ring at four, I'll get a text from somebody. Really? Giving up on us before the season even starts? It wasn't me. I'm the one who said we have a puncher's chance.
But what I didn't, what I said was not like super hyper.
Oh, you
critical.
Jumped off. You jumped right into the water.
I did jump into the water.
Out before the season even starts. What type of attitude
says
is
the
that?
The Lakers can win the championship is at worst stretching the truth.
The Lakers can win the championship.
There you go, stretching the truth.
I believe it's not a lie if you believe it.
I wonder what John Ireland
George
thinks.
George Costanza.
Yeah, George Costanza.
Well, if we
can we win a championship, Bergman?
Not with this team.
I tried to do it with just one.
All right, now, Jorge, who was that that said not with this team?
Bergman.
All right, I say within 48 hours, I get tied to that.
Now, is it true? Are we really not allowed to be critical of the
No,
Lakers?
You are.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But you're not allowed to be critical in the
no,
slightest.
No, and if you are, I'll get blamed anyway, so criticize away. It won't matter. It won't stick to you.
Well, no, it's already stuck to me.
Actually, they'll blame Sedano. he's the new punching bag. He's what you used to be. They're past you and on to him.
Oh, good.
So there you go.
Does that mean Jeannie's going to come on?
Not with Sedano.
No, with us.
No, she still hates you. But
Jeannie still hates me.
Yeah.
After all this time.
Well, I think
water under the bridge, Jeannie.
Well, send her a note. See if she'll come on.
Jeannie, come on. I will bet you $5,000 mythical dollars that I can get Jeannie Buss on this show.
By when?
By opening night.
I'll take that bet if you don't.
By opening night.
Well, see, if you could make that happen,
yep.
I think I should give you more than $5,000.
Correct. The odds should be long on that. Right? What do you think the odds? You say they hate me, that she'll never come on. So that, to me, that
I
should
do
be
think
like
that.
100 to 1.
No, I'll give you 10.
10 to 1.
I'll give you $10,000. You give me one if she doesn't.
Okay. Good.
All right. By opening night.
A text her right now.
By, okay, wait a minute. So that's opening night, not Monday. Opening night of the regular season.
I'm going to send another Dear Jeannie text.
But this is opening night of the regular season, right?
Regular,
that gives you a couple of
not
weeks.
Not the Sacramento throwdown.
Yeah. That's more fair.
The Sacramento throwdown is
Yeah, that's more fair.
Fast.
Yeah. I hope people, that is 10 grand I would love to pay you.
Oh, can you imagine?
I would happily pay
Morales you. Morales is giving me a look like,
I will happily pay you that.
This is Lakers Daily.
There you go. Lakers Daily.
So what you can do, Mace, is you can say, hey, happy belated birthday, because it was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, good idea. Happy belated birthday, dear Jeannie. I'm going to send that. I think she's going to come around just in time to come on the show.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Yeah. And it's going to be a magical moment.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. Morales, what? You don't,
this is
you don't
Lakers
like
Daily.
It's Lakers Daily again. It's Lakers Daily all the time around here.
It won't be great content with you doing it.
No, it'll be great.
If Sedano does it, it'll be great content.
No, you look, if there's anything I've learned.
I think we let Sedano and Ireland do it.
If there's anything I've learned from being at this station for 18 years, it's be nice to the Lakers or else.
Yeah, but,
but you just weren't.
Yeah.
You just said they have no chance to win the title.
But listen,
and then you jumped off the side of the boat.
It was not personal. All I said is I don't think they have a roster to win a championship.
They take it personally.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm just letting
you
know.
To tell the truth about everything, apparently, except the Lakers.
The roster.
All right. Coming up next, John, these kids are out of control now.
Oh, no, man. Angry man to get off my lawn guy is here.
These kids are out of control now. I will explain what I mean coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on.
All right, let me take a shot.
Mason in Ireland.
Gino Vannelli.
No.
Kenny Loggins.
No.
I may be a little bit off, but I'm going to be close.
Okay.
Sanford Townsend Band.
He was right on. Smoke from a Distant Fire.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
One hit wonder, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
How are you pulling that out of your ass?
I listen to Yacht Rock.
Do you listen to Yacht Rock on your
Sirius?
Sirius
on my in my car. I have a Yacht Rock channel.
But is it on the dash or is it on your phone? Because I can't find the new channel you told me. Mine dial won't go up that high.
No, I'll text you the Sirius number. It is
okay.
What's the new channel?
Well, it was 14, and I was listening to it.
Is like 300 and change.
Mine doesn't go that high.
Why are we promoting Sirius?
It's all content, baby.
Did they advertise with us?
They do, actually.
They should. They
do.
By the way,
do they actually?
Yeah.
As much as we listen to them, they should.
To Sirius, thank you for being a loyal partner here.
I didn't realize. You gotta tighten it up just a hair today.
Well, doesn't everybody today?
Today's been
like
a rough day.
It has been loose.
I am exhausted.
The screws are loose. We haven't tightened anything today.
I got to ramp up for the afternoon show. I got to get some caffeine.
Well, those are your guys.
Not as much anymore.
Show. That's your favorite show.
I never said that.
Yeah, we know it. It shows.
See, we were supposed to get a lie detector. We could have used it several times today.
You know, here's the thing about the lie detector. It costs $250, and I would never know how to work it.
I believe that.
Yeah, I would never. It's got straps and bands. All right. And
let's talk Sam into buying it. And that way, if it doesn't work and we can't figure it out, it's like not a bad thing.
One lie detector coming up.
Like the machine?
Like the machine.
How much is that going to cost? I don't think that's in the budget right now.
No, not in the budget.
23, though.
What machine?
What machine?
Oh, the lie detector.
Oh, yeah. No, $250, we can get a lie detector.
Huh?
Yeah, go.
Mason and Ireland continues now.
Literally, that ended with go. All right, so these kids today, John.
You normally identify with the kids. Why are you mad at the kids?
So, freshman, five-star wide receiver the University of Missouri didn't get targeted in their game against Auburn.
Okay. So they did not throw the ball his way one time.
Didn't even look to throw the ball his way.
Okay.
Five-star wide receiver.
Got it.
Luther Burden. He removed the University of Missouri from all of his social media.
Is he staying?
I don't know.
Because that's the type of guy Lincoln Riley will go get.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, after one game, you're going to remove all the social media for your team, your school?
It's the new world.
It is the way to send a message, right?
Players now have options. Now, ask Jordan Addison.
Now, do you think that helps him or hurts him?
Him?
Yeah.
Helps him a lot. He gets to go wherever he wants.
But hurts him for this year.
Well, this year
of eligibility.
They're not throwing him the ball anyway. If I was that kid, I would transfer to USC today.
But I can't imagine the scenario in which I would be so upset that I would remove 710 from all my social media. Like, that would never happen. I would never do that. Even would I remove it if I got fired?
Sure. Used to say to Dave Singer, who would put ESPN or 710 in all of
his email address
and his Twitter handle and his car on his license plate. It would say D Swing 1150.
Yes.
And I'm like, Dave, you know there's a chance you might not be working here one day. Oh, I'll worry about that when it happens. He was very much identified with his workplace.
I saw him drive by the other night. It said NFL Network on his license plate. Wherever he's working, that's what he goes with. So
you know what Chris Morales could put on his license plate?
What?
Pony.
Pony!
You should do that.
All right, so I watched part of the Notre Dame game.
Okay.
And the new play-by-play guy is Jack Collinsworth.
Chris Collinsworth's son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I felt like he was thrown into the deep end and he didn't have his water wingies on. Is that fair?
I think that's actually kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it's the exact same thing. Think about it. His dad is on the highest rated show on NBC.
Yep.
They want to keep him happy.
Yep.
They threw him a bone. Now, the problem with this is other sons of announcers have been really, like Joe Buck is really good and was good from day one.
Right. Joe Buck was great. I think Noah Eagle.
Lights out.
Fantastic from the jump.
Yep.
Jack Collinsworth, not ready.
Not ready. And so I think this is going to react or be a poor decision on his part because I think he's going to get hammered.
You can't say a poor. I mean, he couldn't turn down the Notre Dame job, could he? You're saying he's made a mistake?
I don't know. Is this what he wants to do? Or did they just kind of throw him in there? I don't know.
I mean, it's Notre Dame football. You can't just throw somebody in there, can you?
Yeah, I had the exact same reaction you did. But
just not ready.
Yeah.
Maybe someday, yes, but not ready now. And I do, and you know.
By the way, you could say the same thing about the Notre Dame football team.
Yeah, no, it's true.
They started 0-2.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, I just think not ready. And I, like, Joe Buck is fantastic. Noah Eagle's fantastic. Who else? Bob Golic Jr. is pretty good.
Yeah. Or Mike Golic Jr.
Mike Golic Jr.
Yeah.
And then there's Jack Collinsworth.
Yeah, he's just, and he's a step below all those guys.
Yeah, I hope he gets better at it.
Yeah, but you're right. Could he turn it down?
Yeah, you can't turn that down.
I don't think you can. You're right.
No, I mean, the voice of Notre Dame football?
Yeah.
You can't turn that down. Yeah, it shouldn't be. I guess it is officially nepotism, right?
Well, it's what got him in the door. But the problem with nepotism is you have to, once you get the opportunity, you have to kill it.
Yes.
You have to do really well. Like Joe Buck got almost, an opportunity and killed it.
You almost have to be better.
Right.
Because you're going to be judged against. Because I think Chris Collinsworth is
really good.
He's my favorite.
But those
favorite
are two
analyst.
Different jobs. Although they sound alike. Chris and Jack sound alike.
They do. Yeah.
Which makes it a little bit weird. Yeah. But you're right. There's a ways to go. But this is only game three. Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Well, you can't get worse. That's for sure.
I don't know if it's that bad.
It's pretty rough. Pretty rough. But you you mentioned this a while back that there's a pair of ticket stubs from Michael Jordan's first game.
Yeah, explain this to me because I don't get it.
Okay. So ticket stubs for the very first Michael Jordan game are selling for over $300,000 at auction. And your question specifically that you added to this is, had I known this, I would have saved stuff for my entire career.
Right.
Why didn't you save stuff from your entire career?
I just didn't think it would be worth anything. Like, I was at Kobe's first game. I was at Kobe's first finals. I didn't
your
save any of it.
Your press credential from right. that would be worth something from Kobe's first game.
Not anywhere to be found.
Now, do you, if you had it to do over again, would you do it differently?
For $300,000?
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why? I'd be an idiot not to.
Yeah. You got to, I mean, you save that stuff. Like, for example, we all went to Kobe's memorial at what was then Staples Center. And I still have in my Apple wallet the invitation to go to it, the Kobe. And I will never get rid of it. Like, it will always be in my Apple wallet. I will save it. I have no idea if it'll be worth anything, and that's not why I'm keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have that memorial.
Yeah, I have very little memorabilia. I'm not a big memorabilia guy, but when I see what some of this stuff is going for, it's crazy. I used to work with a guy who had a charity auction one year, mm-hmm. and he had a mini basketball that Kobe and Shaq had signed. Okay. It was the year my son was born, so I bought it.
Yep.
So I still have that. And I have... I have a book that I did a Q&A with Kobe for a book that he had coming out, and so he signed the book for me, and I have that. But if you came to my house, you wouldn't be able to tell that I'm a sportscaster. I don't have anything in there that could. If I went to your house and walked through it, would it be obvious that you're a sportscaster?
Yes.
I could tell right away. There's
enough
stuff.
You would
know
right away. Yeah. There's like Ram stuff and there's Dodger stuff and
yeah, not in my house.
Yeah,
it's
I got all that stuff. I like all that stuff. Like the opening night at
but
the
every
Rams.
Time I would have Kobe sign something, which wasn't very often, maybe
yep.
once a year. Like if there was a charity auction, I'd say, "Hey, can I have one of your shoes after a game?" And he'd go, "Yeah," and he would sign it and give it to me, and then I would give it to the auction.
Oh my God, that is so.
And they would sell it. The only other time I ever had Kobe sign anything was, when you and I were trying to get in to Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Blake,
yeah.
Jeff is his dad, and they're both big listeners to the program.
Yeah.
Was super nice. He got me in twice. He got you in. He got Lisa in.
Yep.
He was just, and I knew he's a giant Laker fan. So I had one of Kobe's All-Star jerseys,
mm-hmm.
and I knew Jeff was a giant Kobe fan.
Right.
And so I had him sign it to Jeff, and I sent it to him, and right after that is when Kobe passed away.
Wow.
So, and I said to Jeff, I go, you can probably sell this for something. And he sent me a note. I told this story about 2 months ago. And he sent me a note right after he got back to him because he's living in New York. They're getting, SNL's ramping up. They start next week.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, he goes, I'll absolutely never sell it. He goes, I don't care. He goes, I don't care what it's worth. I'm keeping it forever.
Kobe Bryant signed jersey. Was it the All-Star Game jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're probably looking, a regular jersey is $3,500 signed by Kobe.
Okay.
that means that an All-Star game jersey has to be more. Like, for example, the Olympic jersey signed by Kobe is for $5,000. I almost said 5,000 mythical. 5,000 real dollars.
Real dollars.
Real dollars. So that stuff, yeah, is valuable. You probably should have saved some of it. I don't think I have anything. I have baseball cards. I've never gotten rid of my baseball
cards. My grandfather bought Shaq's rookie card, and before he died, he gave it to me. I don't know what it's worth.
It's probably worth something.
Yeah, but I've got it, and it's in a frame, and it's in mint condition.
There you go.
I have no idea where it is. I'd have to go dig through some boxes to find it, but it's somewhere.
Yeah. All right, so it's Jacob. Jacob's here.
Yep.
Jacob and Ronnie's here.
I think Jacob has a legitimate chance. It's my game today.
Yeah, your game.
I think he has a legitimate chance to win it. He does. I don't think he has a win this month. I think he's got you need a win.
I need a win bad.
Bergman can catch me if he wins.
Yes.
Right, Greg? You can catch
me. We are tied.
And then, Jorge, you desperately need wins. But, okay, so, but this is a game that anybody can win.
Swag.
Yeah.
Swag system.
Yeah.
All right. We will do that coming up next. And Jacob Imrani is going to join us to play Mason and Ireland 710 ESPN. Here we go. Jacob Imrani is here. Call Jacob.com. Jacob, are you ready to play? You won last week.
I did. It was a good
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you beat me on the last one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it is Ireland's game tonight. Now, Ireland leads the month. Bergman has three. I've got two. And then a bunch of people have one, including you, Jacob. But today is worth two.
Yep. And so the players are Jorge, Bergman, Mace, and Jacob. Four players. Now, we oftentimes, Mace, around here, we said it earlier today.
Yes.
We say, hail fellow well met for someone we respect who has passed on.
Yes.
Okay? So I needed to time this right. I think the last really, really famous person who died was the Queen, right? So,
yes,
so there's been enough time that's passed. This is simply a game of dead or alive. Are these people still with us?
Okay.
Or have they passed on and it's hail fellow well met?
Oh, dead or alive.
Okay, so we haven't played this in a while.
Wow.
Here we go. I have several names and we'll see who comes out on top. All right. Name number one, Jorge, you ready? Okay.
See.
Florence Henderson, Carol Brady, dead or alive?
I don't even know who those are. I'll say dead.
Okay. Bergman.
Alive.
Mace.
I think she passed away.
You're going dead?
Yeah, I'm going dead.
Jacob.
I'm going alive.
Jorge and Mace, get it. She died in 2016.
I remember
did
her
she
passing
really?
Away.
Yeah.
Swag.
Yeah.
All right. Hail fellow or hail madam,
madam
well met. Met.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Bergman.
Yes.
Gene Hackman. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Mace.
Alive.
Jacob.
Alive.
Jorge.
Dead.
Mace and Jacob get it. He is 92 years old.
What? Yep.
Who's
and he refuses to act anymore. He's like, from the time he was 80 on, he said, there aren't any good roles anymore. I'm not acting.
Hoosiers, baby. Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Mason, 2. Jacob, 1. Jorge, 1.
Oh, I need this so bad.
Bergman, Bupkis.
God, I need this one.
All right.
A tie.
Mace. Abe Vigoda. Often made fun of by David Letterman because people used to report all the time that Abe Vigoda is dead when he wasn't dead. Is Abe Vigoda dead or alive?
He's finally dead.
You think he's dead?
Finally.
Okay.
Finally.
Jacob.
He says finally.
I think he's dead too.
Okay, Jorge.
I think he's alive.
Bergman.
Dead.
He died in 2016.
Oh, there we go.
Bergman's
hell
on the board.
Well met.
Mace, you're 3 for 3.
I know my dead and alive people.
Okay.
He's
all
on
right.
fire.
Jacob?
Yes.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, dead or alive?
Henry Kissinger is alive.
Okay.
You're going
with
alive.
With a question mark at the end, alive.
Jorge?
I'm going dead.
Greg?
I will go dead.
Mace?
And I think he's alive.
Henry Kissinger is 99,
yeah!
And Mason is 4 for 4. Jacob may be the only one who can catch him.
I mean, we're rooting for people to be dead right now. It's kind of weird.
Mace, we're not rooting for you. We're rooting for you right or wrong.
Dead. Yeah.
Okay, back to Jorge.
Okay.
Jorge, legendary baseball announcer, used to work with Vin Scully, Joe Garagiola, dead or alive?
Alive.
Okay, Greg.
Dead.
Mace.
I think Joe has passed on.
Jacob.
Passed on.
Joe Garagiola died in 2016. Yeah. Mason is 5 for 5.
Yeah.
He is back.
Okay. Bergman, this one's coming to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Former host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, dead or alive?
Okay, there's a possibility that could have happened recently. Alive.
Spoken with true conviction. He's going alive, Mace.
If Bob Barker were alive, he would say spay and neuter your pets. I think he's dead.
Okay. Jacob.
I'm going to go with dead as well.
Jorge.
Dead.
Bergman, congratulations. Bob Barker is 98, and that's shit. Mason's first miss. You could have caught him there.
I could have caught him.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so right now.
Still one of the great underrated performances. Happy Gilmore, Bob Barker.
I want the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, Mace 5, Jacob 4, ooh. Bergman 3,
ooh.
And Jorge 1.
This is tough.
All right, here we go. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bergman, you went first on Bob Barker, right?
I
okay,
did.
Mace.
Yep.
Ed McMahon, legendary sidekick to Johnny Carson. Ed McMahon, dead or alive?
He has moved along in life.
You're
not alive anymore.
Yeah, you're saying he's
yes,
dead.
I think
Jacob.
He's dead.
I'm going to say that he is, let's say, John. I'd say he passed on too.
Okay, Jorge.
Dead.
Greg.
Jorge.
He's
not alive.
I'm trying to say he passed.
He's not alive. He's not alive.
You're going dead?
Dead, yeah.
You all got it.
Yes.
He died a while ago. He died in 2009. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Hail fellow well met.
Three more. Bergman?
Yeah.
Former President Jimmy Carter. President in 1976, I believe. What, is Jimmy Carter dead or alive?
Dead.
Okay, Mace.
Probably building a house for humanity right now. I say he's alive.
Okay, Jacob.
I say he's alive.
Jorge.
Alive.
Jimmy Carter is 98 years old. Yeah. He is alive and well.
I didn't know. Yeah.
All right, now keep
Ralph's so mad at me because I didn't know
okay,
that.
You're one down.
One down. You've got to go different, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there are two left.
Okay.
I'm going to make Mason go first to give you guys a chance.
Got
but
it.
Mason 7, Jacob 6, Greg 4, Jorge 3. So actually, Greg and Jorge are out.
Oh, okay.
They cannot.
Well,
they cannot
so it's
catch.
Just me and Jacob.
Yep. It's
I don't
a two-man.
Who's alive and dead? Apparently.
Yeah, you don't. All right, Mace.
Yes.
The Queen of Cabot Cove, Angela Lansbury. Dead or alive?
I think she's riding her bike to solve a crime as we speak. I say she's alive.
Okay, Jacob.
I have to say she's
dead. Well, you have two more.
I have two more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So go with what you think.
Angela, I'm going to say dead anyways. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Look at the look.
I've said nothing.
You sent a signal.
I did not. I'm looking right at you.
If that,
what is your answer, Jacob?
My answer is alive. Only if Mason says it's okay for me to change my answer.
It's okay.
She's 96.
Yeah,
she's alive. Okay.
This is the last one. This is for
this
everything.
This is it.
This
yeah.
is for everything.
All right. Mace?
Yes.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the boxer.
Oh, God.
This is the last one. Is Marvin Hagler dead or alive?
This is for everything.
Yeah.
I have no knowledge of this. I will say he is alive.
All right, so I assume that means you only have one way to go.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's alive, but he's dead. I'm going to say he's dead because I have to go against Mason.
He died in 2021.
Oh, my God.
We are tied, and that means the tiebreaker.
Okay.
It means something.
Good thing I had to go against you, Mace.
Okay. Yes, I know. I know.
Right. Jacob could come back. Here it is. Mace, Jimmy Stewart, Lauren Bacall, Red Auerbach, B.B. King, Roger Moore, and sportscaster Keith Jackson all died at the same age. How old were they when they died? Closest without going over.
Okay, so say the names again.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yep.
Lauren Bacall.
Yep.
Red Auerbach.
Yep.
B.B. King.
Yep.
Roger Moore.
Yep.
And Keith Jackson.
I will
six
say
people.
88.
Jacob, you either want to go one below
yes.
or one higher. What are you going with?
I will say 89.
The exact age of when all those people died is 89.
Whoa!
2 weeks in a row.
There you go, Jacob.
Whoa, way to go, fantastic. Jacob.
Yeah, they're playing your song.
Nice, man. And a come nice. From behind win.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that was impressive.
What good job.
What a day, what a day.
Well played, both of you, though.
Yeah,
wow.
No, it was good. It
you
was
guys
game,
got
John.
Most of those.
Great
By
game.
The way, Jacob brought us sandwiches today.
Yeah, this where are they the, from? You
show- from Wexler.
Okay, yeah. Good.
This is the Big Check sandwich by Call Jacob. It's available for a limited time. All proceeds from this go to the L.A. Food Bank, Wexler's Deli, Santa Monica, and Downtown. And you invented this sandwich, right?
I did. And, you know, just to give you a little bit of background of what's in this sandwich, we have smoked turkey.
Mm.
We have sauerkraut, jack cheese on a toasted rye.
Nice.
And just to make it exciting, we added some chipotle dressing and some pickled jalapenos. And I'm looking there, and Bergman is biting into it. I don't know if he likes it or not.
Bergman, what do you think?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's free.
Oh, my goodness.
He likes it.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
I mean, that's true, too, but this is actually really good.
By the way, Mace, from Jonathan Watson,
yep.
Jack Collinsworth played wide receiver at Notre Dame. I didn't know that. Did
no,
you?
I didn't either.
And was a pregame host there. He's also on Football Night in America from the stadium.
Right, I've seen him on Football. He's okay as the hosty guy, but as a play-by-play guy, I think he's
yeah,
not
I
ready.
Yeah, I think they did throw him into the deep end.
Yeah. So how are you feeling on Lakers media day yesterday?
Listen, you know, everyone, you know, was saying the right thing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, we look at this and we want to see what happens when they get actually on the floor and see how they're going to play. I mean, it's defense, defense, defense. We still need shooting. But we have to be excited about the fact that basketball is back.
Yes.
And hoping that, you know, we put our trust in Rob and the, you know, and the organization to make sure to put the best team on the floor, because the Lakers fans, we deserve it, and we're going to stand behind the team.
I thought – I'm going to get ready for Sedano and Cap, yeah. So I'm going to play you something. I thought Russell Westbrook answered a very awkward question in a very smart way. Here's what went down, and I'll get your reaction to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Russ, you said you've bought it, you're buying into the Lakers.
That's
do you think
plastic.
The Lakers are buying into you? Do you think the Lakers want you here?
I mean, whether that they want me here or not, it doesn't really matter. Honestly, my job is to be a professional, show up to work like I've always done thus far, do my job the best way I know how to, and that's it. I mean, we all have jobs that sometimes people at our jobs don't like us or don't want us there, as you guys probably can attest to in any other job across the world. And as a professional and as a working man, I have to do my job and do it the best way I know how to be able to support and take care of my family, and that's what I would do.
I think that makes him easier to root for. What do you think?
Absolutely. He said the right thing. I'm just hoping that he's actually going to listen, because from what I heard last year, he was not listening much to Vogel, and that was part of the problem. But I do hope that the new coach is going to be able to get his confidence and his ear. And I think as a former player, Darvin Ham will have his ear.
Well, what'll be interesting is he was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year at UCLA.
Hmm.
So in there somewhere is a good defender.
Yeah, right.
What's interesting is, can they get him to commit to that? Can they say, look, make defense your identity this year? Just ball hawk everybody.
Well, this is
You're so athletic. He's the best rebounding guard in the NBA.
Yes.
I mean, in the whole NBA. He averages 10 rebounds a game. So if he just plays defense and rebounds, he can reinvent himself. Jason Kidd, late in his career, Jason Kidd was never a three-point shooter his
right.
whole career. Late in his career, he learned how to shoot threes, added it to his game, and instead of being a penetrating, slashing point guard, he became a spot-up three-point shooter and won a title in Dallas. So that's what I'm hoping for Russ. He rededicates himself to defense, makes that his identity, and let's see where things go from there.
Let me ask you this. Don't you think that he has to do that this year?
Yes.
Because his contract is done. If he shows up and plays well, he can get money from another team. If not, I don't know where he goes after
if
this
year. If he doesn't play defense, he will be buried on that bench behind Schroeder and Pat Bev.
I don't disagree, but I think he will, and I don't think it's just him. I don't think it's just Russ that has to play defense. I think the message that Darvin is sending is, you want to stay on the court, you better defend your ass off. And if you don't, I'm going to put somebody in and get them try it. So I think that's it.
All right.
Jacob, congratulations
Jacob
again on your victory.
Thank you. Game of Games powered by CallJacob.com. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to CallJacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. See you next week. You're on a winning streak, man.
See you, my brother. Take care.
All right.
Nice
right now,
victory, Jacob.
Right
thank
now
you.
It is time for Super Crosstalk.
KSPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles. 256 CX 99.1 FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
If Bologna grows stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk. Cappy's in studio today.
Call right. Jacob.
Call Jacob, Love Boat, we're playing them all.
We're doing everything.
But I'm Jacob. Actually in here for Super Crosstalk for a reason.
Oh, really?
What hit it, Jorge.
Oh, war.
Earlier today, John Ireland decided he wanted to wage war.
Oh, did I?
On the afternoon late edition of Super Crosstalk.
I think I want to do the opposite of wage war. I would like to
leave
the Super Crosstalk.
He would like to wave the white flag.
To three of my friends. What do you think?
No, John just hates it. It's okay. The people in the Sedano and Cap community were calling him out yesterday for it.
Were they?
Wait a minute. People on the internet were negative?
Wait a minute. What were they saying in the circle of trust?
They said, hold on, I will pull this up. Give me 1 second. Let me just find it. Give me a moment.
Is Cap's mic on?
Microphone.
Nah, it's not on. Yeah. Maybe now it's on.
Yeah, there it goes.
Given the day we've had today, probably not.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait a second. By the way, while I look for that, what happened with Sliwa? John, why were you getting rid of Sliwa today? What happened?
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace.
No, we were using, I used Slee as an example. We were talking about, was it on
the. If we could get rid of one person here.
Was it on the heels?
Who would it be? You said Sliwa.
Was it on the heels of the Westbrook thing where he said we all have people at work who we don't like
and who don't like us.
And so I said, and you said, who was that here? I said, let's take, for example, let's say we all wanted to get rid of Sliwa.
Why do we all want to get rid? We use too many people, okay?
No, I don't want to get rid of Alan. I just use him as the example.
Oh, God. I can feel another trial of the century.
Oh, my God.
On.
That's it. Next week.
I'm going to be sober for this one.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Use Sliwa as an example, and then as Chris puts it, I'm at war now.
War.
John, what is it good for?
Just be careful. So here's what was floating around in the community. John either goes full sport or completely checks out of Crosstalk. He ain't messing with y'all today. Laugh out loud.
Right.
I agree. Yesterday.
So I'm assuming we're not going to talk sports. And we're not going.
Well, actually, I do want to.
We're not going to play anything, right?
Wait, I want to change.
So I'm leaving to the three of you. See you tomorrow.
I do want to. Mason brought up an interesting point. Why is USC not on this station? That is a good point.
Yeah,
why are they on some news station?
It bugs me why they're
to.
On that. They're on. I think KABC. It's like, what?
Who's listening to that for sports?
Nobody, and they're not getting any of the extra programming, any of all the stuff that goes along with it. We'd be talking about them. We are talking about them a lot.
I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I am. I think our bosses walked away from that team.
Well, I mean, whatever. So, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
What do you guys did do, that though? Was they should get him back. How
you
about
guys
that?
Want to get him back?
Oh yeah,
let's go.
I mean, I do too. And I've overstepped my boundaries here a little bit.
Nah, whatever.
But right, but I
wouldn't be new for you.
Right, I sort of kind of have intimated to Mike Bone.
Oh, Boney.
A.K.A. Boney.
Is that what you call him, Boney?
Keyshawn calls him Bonehead.
Yeah. Bonehead.
Well, no, but Cappy and Boney go way back.
Way back. And so I've said to him, I go, hey, listen, next thing we got to do is we got to get USC back on 710.
This is what you told Boney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like, hey, we can't have that conversation. That's torturous interference. Like, there was no legal commentary after. He's like, let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's do a beautiful thing.
Nice.
So should I handle this or do you?
Yeah, you take care of it.
Yeah, go, Cappy. You go. Yeah.
Let the good karma people stand back and you take, stand down.
That is a brilliant strategy.
Stand down. You just take care of
I will handle this.
Because it's the Lake Press Talk and because it's Sedano and Cap, let me play something for you.
Go play.
I'm a Laker fan. So first, let me just introduce this. This is Lakers Daily. Every single day, Monday through Friday, we're going to talk Lakers basketball. So it's going to go up on all our social platforms. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure to follow us. ESPN LA, ESPN Los Angeles on YouTube. Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on YouTube as well. And we'll have a different topic every day. So obviously, we're here at Lakers training facility.
I want to point out there that he promoted not only the ESPN Los Angeles Daily Lakers Talk or whatever the hell we're calling this thing.
Lakers Daily.
But also the Alan Sliwa channel he's promoting at the same time.
There's
Wait,
an Alan
so
Sliwa
the
channel?
Lakers Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa is like his own thing?
Lakers Daily is our thing.
Now that you've pointed that out, I think Sliwa should be fired.
Really? He's the guy at work nobody likes.
But is Chris still in the room or somebody? Yeah. No, Greg Bergman is here. Hold on. Bergman, your management. Is that his own like YouTube channel or is that one ours too?
No, he's got his own. The Lakers Talk.
This is Lakers
ESPN.
Daily.
Lakers Talk Daily is ours. Lakers Talk
No,
ESPN.
It's Lakers Daily, not Lakers Talk
No, no, no,
Daily.
It is. No, you're wrong. It is Lakers Talk Daily.
Really?
Yes, they changed it. Yesterday was Lakers Daily.
So
today
what
is
will
Lakers
it be
Talk
tomorrow?
Daily. Tomorrow will be Lakers Talk Daily. It
okay,
is Lakers
well, then,
Talk
okay,
Daily.
Okay, so that is a little weird, but Mason,
yes.
if we're going to be fair here.
Oh, I know where you're going.
How is that any different than you call, you know, promoting the Culture Pop podcast?
Guilty. I mention it. I don't promote it a lot, but I do mention it on the show. Wow.
Greg, how did you butcher the name? Yet again.
I didn't.
Lakers Daily.
Lakers Talk Daily.
No, no, it's Lakers Talk Daily.
I got
this
it right.
Lakers Daily.
He's getting it wrong.
That was yes, Sliwa. That was day one.
I'm not gay. He gay.
So let me ask you this: Is he posting his Lakers Talk Daily on his Lakers Talk YouTube? Too?
Correct. Exactly.
Well, he's not posting any of it.
He's double dipping.
No, this is a big initiative. So the team is posting it. He records it like a star.
Yeah.
You don't
this
have to.
But he is double dipping.
He's then posting on his own.
Yeah. Right.
On his.
He's taking the same content and using it on both channels.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It would be like if you did something, recorded something for us, but then posted on site, so which you would never
Sliwa,
do. Mm.
Sliwa's the guy that gets the mozzarella stick, and after taking a bite, puts it back in the dip when everyone else is trying to, you know.
Double dip the chip.
I don't believe double dipping is a crime.
Hey, you can double dip. Here's the thing. You can double dip. Only mozzarella stick is different because you can do the other end. Or a chip, if you do like maybe the other end, maybe I'll let that pass.
Yes.
But double dipping, like the same side you bit, is gross.
Well, I mean, if you're the only person using the mozzarella, if it's me and Juan, I don't care.
Well, right. I'm just saying in a community sharing. Event.
Yeah, yeah, the
well,
big. Yeah, no, I get that. Do you guys still community share? Because I'll say, can I get my own blue cheese, please?
Do you really?
Yeah, like so. If somebody gets wings and they have like community blue cheese, I'm like, can I get blue cheese on the side for me?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but don't you jack people's pizza?
Well, I have stolen pizza
from
people.
Yeah, I don't understand. I've heard this on the show, the stealing of the pizza.
Well, it wasn't really like intentional stealing. It wasn't like mean-spirited stealing.
But no, somebody was not looking at the pizza, and you snuck up and took a piece.
Okay, so John and I...
Totally appropriate.
Complete party foul.
Was the pizza like out on an open table?
So John and I are sitting close to each other, right? Mm-hmm. And this person, his back was like this to me. So mm-hmm. And so John is looking at the pizza, and I was looking at the pizza. I'm like, this pizza looks unbelievable. Yeah. So the guy gets up. And he walks down to the other end of the bar, and I say to the bartender, I go, hey, you know this guy? He goes, yeah. I go, can I get a slice of that? Like, is that all right? And he goes, yeah, go ahead, take it. So I took the pizza, and then when the guy finally came back, I was like, yo, man, I took a slice. It was great, you know? And the guy was like, oh, really?
Yeah. It's completely out of bounds.
No.
You don't eat somebody else's pizza.
No, I do.
I'm
with
you. Crazy?
Strong.
Right.
It's like I was at I went to a donut shop.
Were you like Ariana Grande? Did you lick the donut and put it back?
I did not.
Oh, gross.
But somebody outside the place said, can I bum a donut? Now, you can't bum a donut. It's a donut. This is not a cigarette. No, you're not allowed to bum a
donut.
What's the difference between bumming a cigarette?
Wait, but what do you mean by bum a donut?
Yeah, because most donut shops give you a baker's dozen. They give you 13.
Right. He wanted one of my donuts. I'm not giving
him a donut.
I'm not he's not bumming a donut.
Better for your health.
Not bumming a donut off me. He wanted you to open your box and get a donut.
And give him a donut. I'm going to ask you a question now.
I'm with you. I'm with Mace on this one.
Hypothetical.
Now, wait. How do you feel about this? Like a basket of fries. If some random person takes like a handful of your basket of fries. Yeah.
Disgusting. What do you feel about, you're at a gas station, you're pumping gas, somebody walks up to you and goes, hey man, can I get $5? I don't have any gas. Will you give him $5?
Yes.
So you're more inclined to give somebody $5 to get gas
than a donut.
Than just bum a donut.
Correct.
Now, if you were a cigarette smoker and you had a box of cigarettes.
I'd let him bum a cigarette.
Interesting.
So what's the difference between a cigarette and a donut?
Because here's the thing. The donut, I don't know, just the food part of
it's
it.
A,
you
it's
know what
a
mean?
Food item.
Right, because if you're going to, if
well,
someone's bumming
cigarette
a cigarette.
Is something you put in your mouth.
Wait, but if it's a cigarette, you're grabbing your own box and taking out the cigarette and handing
that's
it over
true.
To them.
As opposed yeah, to them reaching into
no,
your
no, no.
box.
Why wouldn't I open the donut? No, I'm deciding what donut he gets. I open the box, take the donut, and hand
I
it to
I guess
him.
You could do that, but, you know.
So
you
might, donut I'm not letting him get his grubby paws into my donut
well,
box.
I'm not getting it. You don't bum donuts.
I didn't take the guy's pizza with my hands, just to be clear. There was a pizza spatula. There was like a little pizza spatula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, you're right.
And I grabbed it with the pizza spatula and I lifted it up and put it on my plate.
A pizzala?
Yeah, something like that.
You are such a weird dude.
You're telling me I'm a weird dude.
Yeah, wait, you who eats in bed is telling him he's weird.
Yeah, no, you're a weird dude.
I'm a weird dude. Yeah. No, yeah. And that's what I love about you. Am I weirder than you?
No.
It's a horse race.
Okay, so so when you say I'm a weird dude, you're not like knocking me. You're actually complimenting me.
I'm complimenting you.
Thank you.
Yes. Laura, completely honest answer. Who is weirder, Mace or Cappy?
Take a good look.
God dang, that's a tie.
I know.
It's a tie?
So you have, yeah. It's like when we had Lindsay Theory, we made her pick between my wedding gift and Mason's wedding gift, and we would not let her off the hook until she chose. Mason gave her cash. I gave her floating candles. She said, cash.
Yeah. Cash wins.
Oh, cash wins.
Laura,
floating candles? Ireland, that goes against your entire mantra. You're the cash guy at weddings.
Well, no. I always buy you some. I never attend. And I always buy you something off of your registry.
Nice. Mm.
In this case, Mason attended.
Attended.
So
and gave her a lot of
cash.
It
cost her, you know, a couple $100 for Mason, a couple $100 for Juan. And
so
then,
like a wash.
Trust me, she made money on the deal.
Right. And then you gave her money. So, Laura, don't duck the question. Who is stranger, weirder?
Weirder, I think.
Vote for me.
Steve Mason or Scott Kaplan?
Vote for me. Come on. Vote for me.
Be honest.
I mean, Laura, you work with one.
Gotta
do it. You know one really,
you know both guys.
Well, I feel like I know both. Well, but definitely just because Cappy be saying some stuff that Cappy. I'm just like, it's definitely Cappy.
Really? Okay, there you go.
Cappy be saying some stuff, Mace.
Yeah. He be saying some stuff, all right.
By the way, Cap, you have something on today I don't think I've ever seen before, and I kind of like it.
Tell me. You have
a sweatshirt, a crew neck sweatshirt with a shirt pocket. Have you ever seen that before,
never
Mace?
Saw that before.
I have turned Mace on to this brand.
Oh, is this Lululemon?
No, this is Vuori.
Oh, Vuori, yeah. Lululemon, is that what you just called it?
Isn't it called
so
Lululemon?
It's a regular crew sweatshirt. But it has a shirt pocket.
And
another pocket
added
for your phone.
Feature. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep.
No, very. Yeah, Vuori, you told me go there and say I'm somebody, and then they'll give me a discount. They didn't give me a discount, and the stuff is crazy expensive. You've got like an influencer deal with them where they give you like 40% off of everything.
I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah, get me in there.
Yeah, I'm going to get you one.
I like the Vuori stuff.
Cap's
nice.
Got a guy for everything.
Yeah, I also like the Lemonin.
Lemonin?
Lululemon?
Lululemon.
No, Lululemon. Oh, yeah. I don't have an influence.
By the way, Lululemon men's clothing.
Lululemon.
Lululemon's men's clothing, the most comfortable stuff you'll ever.
Is it really?
Yeah, but it also doesn't it cost like six times what?
Well, I don't know about six times, but it's not cheap. But when you wear it, it's like you're not wearing anything.
No, but I've gone from Lululemon.
Yeah.
I've changed my allegiances.
Right.
And I've gone from Lululemon.
Well, because they give you a deal.
Because they give you a discount.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. But,
that's it. Not because you like it.
No,
that
no, but
much
I do
more.
Like it better. Here, Mace, take a look at
you
these
like
pantalones.
It on your pocketbook.
Take a look at these pantalones. All right. I'll take a look.
Feel these things. I don't really want to feel
it. Feel it. Feel it.
Okay.
Feel them up, Mace.
Nice side pocket, yeah.
So far in today's show, you have felt up Scott Kaplan and grinded with Chris Morales.
There we go.
Anybody
Mace?
Else you want to cozy up to?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did learn to do the pony today.
I love it.
Hey, by the way, how did this happen? I got a company-wide email this morning reminding me to wish Lindsay a happy birthday.
And it's tomorrow.
And it's not her birthday.
Yeah,
I know.
We all wish her happy birthday.
She gets 2 days of birthday.
Lindsay, what do we think happened here? Why did they jump the gun on your birthday?
I don't know. It's probably Greg's fault, isn't everything?
Of course it's Greg's fault.
This one actually probably was my fault. I went with Stephanie, and we talked about every single birthday that's here, and I probably just gave the wrong date.
That sounds like something
that
you would
sounds
do.
Like
wow.
You. Yeah.
So I like that Bergman is now taking accountability for these things, even
finally.
If it's not his fault.
Management.
Oh, I'm just going to take
finally.
I'm going to take it for everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't
learned,
matter.
He's learned that he's going to get blamed. It's kind of like when one of you guys says something negative about the Lakers. I'm getting blamed no matter what.
Oh, come on. You're not still getting blamed for
that. Yeah, he is. Oh, he's getting blamed.
Are you serious?
Steady stream of blame.
When you, in about 20 minutes, when you declare the Lakers have zero chance to win the championship, I will get a phone call saying, why did I go on the air and say they have no chance to win?
Wow.
And I'd say, that's,
I'm the one that said it.
I go, that.
I said,
everybody,
they're not going to win a championship.
Everybody but me said that. And yet,
I said they're not going to win a championship because they don't have a championship roster right now.
If they make a deal, I think they can win a championship.
What deals are out there? Let's make a deal.
Yes, right during training camp, all the deals come down.
Somebody got traded today.
Listen, Lakers, it's not Ireland. Trust us when we tell you it's not him.
No, it
Ireland
makes no difference.
Is constantly in your pocket.
Thank you.
He's a regular.
In case that wasn't Obvious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I picked the team to go 82-0. What else can I do?
Yeah.
I mean, real quick.
Now, apparently they hate you.
What are you
more
pointing
than
at, Cap?
Me. I don't know. The team outside is taking selfies. Yeah, so I was in the background photobombing
they're
them.
They're like a bunch of people taking selfies.
Photobombing these guys.
Go ahead.
I want you to do this in front of Cap.
What is it?
We want to test you. Hit the music. Do it without me now.
Okay. Okay. Do the pony dance.
The pony dance. I Mace actually thought you did pretty good earlier.
You get the foot up there. Look.
All right. Now.
And you know that face.
No, where's the white man overbite?
What am I looking at right now?
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
Now that was worth the price of admission.
Does that put me above Kathy and the weird?
Well, yeah. You want to change your answer?
That's it.
100%.
That's
you
it.
See that?
That's
you
it.
See that hip action?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm telling you.
Well, we had this earlier, too.
We're counting in the write-in votes now at this point. Oh, yeah, that's what's happening here.
Oh, yeah.
He had the pottery thing earlier.
He put his arms around me. You want me to put my arms around
Mace,
you?
Mace, they do hate me more probably because, no disrespect, because I'm in the league. I know more. You know what I'm saying? So I think that annoys them, that I know things.
George knows more.
I'm smarter than everybody.
He knows more.
I don't know about smarter. I just happen to know more.
Just knows more.
Just knows more.
Obviously.
I mean, people say things to me.
Knows more than Cappy.
As you guys all know, there is nothing more that I enjoy than the late Crosstalk, but it's exactly 4:12:02, and I got to go.
All right. We are back tomorrow at 1. Coming up.
Oh, you know who we're having tomorrow, Mace?
Who?
Your boy, Willie Dills. Do you know who that is?
No.
Actually, it's
Thursday.
Will Smith of the Dodgers on Thursday at 4:15.
I love
Thursday.
He's such a great player. That's great, man. Cool.
Willie Dills, making it happen.
His middle name is Dills. So we're like, because Will Smith is too, like, normal.
Generic.
Right. He needs to go by Willie Dills. That's
Willie
what he needs to
Dills.
Do.
Willie Dills.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to talk him into
that? So we're
going to
convince him that. We're going to be his brand ambassadors.
All right. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. I am so excited because I get to get into my car and listen to a steady stream of stupidity.
Oh, PTI?
No! Shitano and Cappy coming up next, 710 ESPN.